Welcome back to Day Kid Diaries. Hi, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Seems like everybody's kind of been, other entrepreneurs and business owners or whatever I've been talking to have been going through like a phase where things are like really hectic, tough. Things are just going on. Life is life and business is businessing. And is businessing a word? So I hope everybody is just maintaining and taking the time for self-care, resting, and just hanging in there. Pushing forward, but hanging in there. So I did want to talk about grant stuff today. I want to get into a bunch of grant things. I want to explain more about the process and just talk a little bit about some how-to things. I also wanted to talk about something I did last weekend. I was a guest on a podcast where I got interviewed and asked about my experience as a childcare provider and why I started. And that was my first time doing that. And I was really nervous because, you know, like, I've only been podcasting, or I've been podcasting for a while now, but I've only gotten better at it recently because I've done it more often. So I was like, how's my voice sounding? How do I look? And they do videos. So I was like, a video? I wasn't sure how I was going to look on video. But I'm excited to see how I look. I just heard myself today on there. So it was pretty cool to hear myself. I'm just excited. And I'm so grateful for her, Dani Christine. That's the lady's name. And I mentioned her in a couple of my past podcasts about the Deserts Grant. I think I tagged her for the Deserts Grant. She gave great information because I couldn't understand it. You know, when it first came out, it was confusing to a lot of providers, one being me. And I was reading it and I was like, well, do I qualify for it or don't I qualify? The first round that came out. And she did a really good video. It was very comprehensive. And I tagged it in one of my posts around that time. And I just been following her and, you know, just loving everything that she's been doing. It's been great. And so to be able to be on hers, it was a full circle moment for me. So if you want to go and check her page out, her name is Dani Christine. The page is at Dani Christine Consulting. Her website is childcaresites.com. She's great. She's really nice. Her and Gigi. I just really appreciate them for having me. It was a great experience. So I wanted to get into some grant. Here I am umming again. But I wanted to get into some grant stuff. Just start talking about that. Give you guys some episodes full of some grant gems. So I have a book. It's called The Grant Hunt. It's on Google. I'll drop the link in the description box. It's $1.99. I'm sorry. It's on Amazon. I said Google. It's on Amazon for $1.99. You type my name in. I have three books. The first two were just books that I was like, oh, let me see if I can do this. I wrote a small book, Tips for Daycare Providers, and then I wrote The Grant Hunt. And it's pretty much, it's a comprehensive guide to finding, securing, and funding for your business. Now, disclaimer, grants are not money that's going to just get your business up and running and that's just the end all be all. No, it's an assist to help you with payroll and materials you may need. Because right now, I think the main thing is if you want to get more children in, you need to have proper staffing. So in order to pay that staff, you need to know how to budget. In order to budget, you need to know how to, you know, so it's a process and everything, pretty much is what I'm saying. And so don't think that this is something, you know, that you're going to get the money and it's just going to be like, all right, now I can go buy a building. No. Make sure you're budgeting properly. So starting and growing a business, you know, it requires a lot of resources and funding. is often top of the list. While, you know, there are many other options of financing business loans. But unlike loans, grants do not require repayment, so you don't have to pay it back. And they can provide a significant boost to your growth potential. It's a boost to your growth potential. So finding and securing can be a challenging and competitive process, though. So I kind of want to make sure that I'm giving you guys some intro information about it without giving too much. So you want to know what a grant is, how they're different, you know, the different forms of financing and other benefit, and the benefits and limitations of pursuing them. You want to explore different types of grants that are available, include government grants, corporate grants, and nonprofit grants. So grants are essentially free money, and it's given to businesses and organizations by grantors, such as government agencies, corporations, and foundations. Unlike loans, grants do not need to be repaid, making them such an attractive source of funding for businesses. Like people, a lot of smaller businesses who don't want to have to pay back a loan, I've noticed, go for the grants. So the grants that they go for grants. Well, I always tell them, go for grants that are based on your goals. You want to look for an initiative that aligns with your specific project. And you want to make sure that when you're looking at that, you're like, okay. So, for example, you need materials for your daycare. You're going to look for a materials grant. You need I said materials already. You may need some food. What if you need extra funding for food for your children in care? You want to make sure you go for a food grant, a grant that will be according to what you need. One of the primary benefits is that they can provide businesses that these grants that you're signing up for, it's increased funding, which can cover a wide range of expenses, including research and development, marketing, and hiring, as I said in the beginning. So you can use it for research, the money for research purposes, to develop your business better, marketing and hiring, payroll. Additionally, receiving a grant can increase visibility for a business, as it can be seen as a mark of recognition or approval for the work being done. Furthermore, grants often provide additional resources such as mentorship or access to networks to help businesses succeed. So pursuing grants also comes with limitations. One of the most significant limitations is the competitive nature of the grant application process. And this is where a lot of people get discouraged because of the competitive nature of it. So typically what it is, a lot of other businesses like yours are vying for the same grant, which means that the businesses need to approach the process strategically and put in a significant amount of time and effort into their applications. Additionally, the requirements for the grant can be strict, and businesses may need to meet specific qualifications, eligibility criteria, or provide like detailed reports on how they got. So they may need a pitch deck. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. Which some require you to pitch. They want to pitch. They want you to tell them why they should give you their money. There are several different types of grants available, including government grants, corporate grants, nonprofit grants. Government grants are typically provided by federal or state governments and are often focused on specific industries or initiatives. Corporate grants are provided by corporations and are often focused on initiatives that align with the corporation's mission or values. Nonprofit grants are provided by nonprofit organizations and are typically focused on initiatives that benefit the community or align with their nonprofit mission. Overall, grants can be an excellent source of funding for business, but they require significant effort and strategic approach to pursue successfully. Understanding the benefits and limitations of grants, as well as the different types of grants available, can help businesses make informed decisions about whether pursuing grants is the right choice for their organization. And that's straight from my book. So it's literally straight to the point. These are the types of grants. This is what you will need to provide for them. This is what to look for. And this is how you understand the grant. In this chapter, I did mention that they might want you to do a pitch. So in the next podcast, I will discuss a pitch deck, what a pitch deck is, and the importance of a pitch deck. But it's important to know, like I said, to just pinpoint the type of grant that you're looking for. And that'll kind of help you with your pitch. Resources for searching for grants. For different grant links, I'll put them in the chat box as well. Description box as well. So that you can see that. The different types of grants that are available, which ones are rolling, which ones are not. And you guys can take advantage of it. I'll also talk about what rolling grants are and give you a little bit more insight on that as well. I just wanted to come on and say that and give you guys a little bit of information. Next week, again, we'll talk about pitch decks. And I'll dive a little bit into the second chapter, give a little information. I'm not going to give you too much because I do want you to go and purchase the book and read the book, but I will give you some summarized information from the book. So make sure you tune in and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Here's some tools you'll need when filling out the grants. You will need your business information, EIN number, tax ID. You want to make sure you have all of your business information together before you start filling out the application so that you don't have to keep stopping. For what you will need when filling out the grants. You don't want to have to keep stopping and going to look for something. Some grants may give you a checklist. You want to print it out or screenshot it, save it on your phone, and make sure you're going through that list before you start the application. And make sure you have everything on that list beside you when you're starting. They may ask you to upload a picture ID. Some may do a ID verification. They want to identify that you're the person that's you're a real person. So make sure that you're going down that checklist if they have one. If they don't, just keep in mind that they may ask for certain things. Your tax documents. Some may ask for tax returns from the previous year. So make sure you have that prepared and beside you. I just wanted to add that to this episode. So when you do start to fill out your grant applications, you know that these are some things they may need from you.